Okay, this file is very straightforward. It is going to curse you. Curse you with a dog-like behavior that only happens when your master or mistress leaves, and then ends when they return. You will feel just as empty and alone when your master or mistress leaves as a dog does, and you will feel the same eagerness for their presence the moment they return. There are a few other minor side effects, but that is pretty much what this file will do to you. Enjoy. Okay, so what we're going to do right now is work on getting you into a nice, comfortable, enjoyable trance. That's right. That's all we're going to do. We're going to get you into a nice, comfortable trance. First, let yourself get into a nice, comfortable place. Some place that you can relax easily. That's right. Make yourself nice and comfortable. Go ahead. And once you're comfortable, we're going to begin relaxing you. We're going to relax you while you focus on my voice. We're going to take you down into a nice, comfortable trance and let the whole world just fade away. That's right. All you're going to do is let the world fade away as you listen to my voice, just focusing on what I'm saying as you set everything else aside. Let go of all your worries, all of your concerns, all of your cares, and just listen to me. Listen to my voice and let yourself begin to relax. Feel how nice and comfortable you already are. Feel it, and let's deepen it. Let's increase your relaxation. We'll start with your feet. Let them become nice and comfortable and relaxed wherever they are. You may want to move them a little. You may just want to let them lay there. Just nice and comfortable and relaxed as you listen. You listen to my voice and let the world slip away. Feel how comfortable they are and let the relaxation flow. Let it flow upwards, upwards into your calves. That's right. Now let's let them relax. Just let them get nice and heavy and comfortable. That's right. Feel how comfortable they are. How good they feel as you listen to me. Just listening to me. Focusing on my voice and relaxing more and more completely. And as the relaxation moves upwards, upwards into your thighs, you feel yourself just beginning to slip away. Let the rest of the world slip away as you listen to my voice and relax. That's right. Relaxing more and more completely, deeper and deeper with each and every word. It feels so good to be this relaxed. It feels so good to relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more comfortable with each and every word. Now, let the relaxation flow upwards, upwards into your waist. That's right. Your waist, your legs, your feet, all of them so very, very relaxed as you just listen to my voice. Focusing on my words as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed with each and every word. And as you listen, you find that everything else becomes less and less important. All that is important is listening and relaxing and going deeper and deeper. Now feel it. Feel the relaxation moving upwards, upwards into your chest. Feel your chest relaxing. Your breathing getting deeper and more comfortable. Every breath getting perhaps a touch slower. Your body just feels so very good where it is right now. So nice and comfortable. Your breath flowing slowly in and out. As you relax more and more completely, deeper and deeper with each and every word, the relaxation flowing through your entire body with each and every breath. Each breath taking you down a little further, a little more comfortable, a little deeper. Your mind setting aside the day's worries and cares as you listen to my voice and set everything else aside. Now, feel your arms relaxing. Just let them lie there, limp and loose and heavy. It feels nice to just listen and relax and go deeper and deeper. So very, very comfortable and relaxed. Your hands too. So relaxed and comfortable as you go deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. Your entire body from the neck down, just nice and heavy and comfortable as you listen to my words, letting everything else slip away. Now, let's let your face and neck relax. Let all the stress drain out of them. Let your eyelids feel so heavy and comfortable. Let your whole body feel so heavy and comfortable. You feel so very, very wonderful as you listen to my words and relax, going deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. It feels so good to relax this deeply, to just let the world slip away as you listen to my voice, as it helps and guides you, taking you down deeper and deeper. You feel so very wonderful right now, so completely comfortable and relaxed. And now I'm going to count. I'm going to count downwards from 5 to 1. And when I reach 1, you will be in the most amazingly deep trance, so comfortable and relaxed. It will feel so very, very good. Let us begin with 5. Feel the world slipping away as you focus on my voice and go deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. 4. You're already deep, and each number carries you deeper than the one before, until when I reach 1, you will be in such a deep and wonderful trance, focusing only on my voice as you go deeper and deeper, further and further. 3. So very, very deep now, so wonderfully comfortable. Nothing exists but my words. My words helping and guiding you, making you feel so very, very wonderful and relaxed. 2. You are almost there now. All that exists are my words, my voice as I guide you down deeper and deeper. You are barely aware of your body or anything else, focusing only on what I am saying. So wonderful and relaxed. 1. You are in a deep and comfortable trance, listening to my voice. Listening to my voice as I guide you and instruct you and help you. You find yourself completely focused on my voice. Focused on it, carrying out every instruction as I help you. As I help you and guide you and carry you deeper and deeper. From now on, whenever you listen to one of my inductions, you will find yourself going quickly and easily into a nice, deep trance like the one you're in now, or even deeper. It will feel like the most natural thing in the world to you. Every single time I take you down, it will take you down a little more deep, a little more comfortable. It will feel so very, very wonderful, and you will find it easier and easier to accept all of my suggestions and make them a part of you, because that is what you truly want and desire, to accept my instructions and make them a part of who you are. And now it's time for a change in who you are, time for a subtle, simple change that is going to last and last for the rest of your life, or at least until this curse is removed. And this is, in fact, a curse. This curse is going to leave you with a sense of dogged devotion. Dogged devotion to your master or mistress. It doesn't really matter who it is. You're just going to begin discovering a small part of you that behaves very much like a dog when your master or mistress is gone. You see, when they're gone, you're going to find a certain level of emptiness. You're going to discover at first that you're missing them. In fact, you're going to discover that the moment they leave, you are missing them. And then, the longer they are gone, the more this feeling is going to build. I'm sure you've seen how dogs behave when their owners are away. Well, this is, in fact, what's going to happen to you on some level. You're going to discover a certain deep emptiness, a certain deep loneliness that seems to exist the moment they leave. In fact, it will happen the moment they walk out the door, and it will continue to happen. You'll spend periods of time where they're just simply gone, and it always seems like they're gone forever. Doesn't matter how long or short they're away from you, it just simply seems like they've been gone forever. You're going to discover there are periods of time where the next person who approaches your door or house is the person you seem to be instantly wishing were them, in the same way that it seems that dogs do. You may even discover small instances of acting up, desperately hoping that they'll return to you. And then, of course, when your master or mistress finally does return, you are going to have a reaction as well. You are going to discover an instant and complete need for their presence. That complete and utter need to see them, to please them, to be at their feet even. It's not that you are an animal, because you are not. You are, in fact, theirs. But there is a certain doggedness about you in this. There is a certain behavior that dogs have when their master or mistress is gone. And the moment that person returns, they suddenly find themselves aroused, deeply, deeply aroused by the presence of their master or mistress. It's not a conscious thing. It just simply happens. If you are male, this would show itself in the ways of an unintended erection that seems to happen the moment they begin to enter the room that you're in, the moment that you see them, the moment that you are aware of their presence. It just simply automatically happens without even a single thought. You suddenly find yourself springing to attention, fully erect. If, of course, you're female, then it would be a deep sense of arousal. You would find your pussy suddenly very wet. It wouldn't be something you could consciously control. It wouldn't even matter what you were thinking about the moment before they got there, and odds are what you would be thinking about is how desperately, desperately you miss them. After all, like I said, you're going to discover a certain doggish nature about yourself when it comes to your master or mistress when they are gone. While they are gone, it always seems like they are gone forever. When they return, then you suddenly find yourself desperately, instantly and desperately needing their attention, instantly and desperately aroused just at their presence. The arousal will not last very long. Well, not unless they do something about it. But it will be an instant arousal. It will be an arousal that happens the moment they get there, and it lasts just a little while. Your body responding in that same dogged way that it has been responding while they are gone. Yes, that's right. While they were gone, you find yourself missing them deeply and utterly, and when they return, you find an instant wave of arousal that flows through you, very much like an animal. There may be some small part of you that wishes you were their pet. It doesn't matter. Maybe it's not something you want at all. It doesn't matter either way, because deep down inside, you are being changed. And as long as you have a master or mistress, as long as this person is in your life, you'll discover this dogged behavior following you, constantly. In fact, if you know that they are coming, or even as soon as a door begins to open, as soon as you notice their presence, you find yourself immediately needing to be near them. Because that's, after all, part of what the dogged nature that you are discovering is. It's a complete and utter missing of this person the moment they leave, a need for their presence to return. You will not bother them or harass them. Animals don't have that ability, and it will not exist in you either. Obviously, you are capable of doing things that other people, well, that animals cannot possibly do. You have the ability to call them or do other things, and in fact, you will find yourself responding to their voice if they call you. But on some level, you will keep yourself from harassing them or upsetting what they are doing. No, your dogged need to please is just that. It is a need to please them, to be at their disposal. However, It still does not stop the longing, the aching, the fact that you completely and utterly miss them the moment that they are gone, the fact that the moment they return, they are your world. They instantly arouse you, at least briefly, your body responding just to their simple presence. In a moment of complete and utter arousal that you cannot possibly control, if it were possible, you would be wagging your tail. Because that is, after all, the nature of this curse, the nature of this change to who you are and how you behave. The emptiness that goes with their departure instantly, utterly ends with their return, and you find yourself needing to please them, needing to be touched by them, needing to be used by them the moment that they return. This is just simply how it is for you. It is a change in how you live. It is a change in your life, and you cannot shake it off. You cannot let it go. You cannot, in fact, escape it, ever. You are being twisted and changed, and this change is becoming a part of you, a part of you that is going to last for the rest of your life. It is going to last forever, unless you have it removed, because this is, in fact, a curse, a change that is permanent, unbreakable, and irreversible. And you will find yourself coming back to this file, listening to it over and over again, until it becomes a part of who you are, until it becomes a part of your existence, a part of your existence that you cannot ignore or set aside or refuse in any way, shape, or form. It just simply is, and you cannot stop or change it, because it just simply is. Now it is time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake, changed by this file forever. One, feel yourself waking up, awake and refreshed. Two, awakening more and more. Three, closer and closer, your mind returning to a state of being fully awake. Four, you are almost there. In a moment you will open your eyes, refreshed and awake. Five, awaken, refreshed, awake, and feeling good. I hope you enjoyed.